But we begin with the new stage version of Caradog Evans's My People. When Caradog's stories were first published in 1915, he was branded a national traitor. His books were burned in Wales, readers furious at being regarded and portrayed as hypocrites. But now, 100 years on, My People's brought to the stage in a co-production between Clwyd Theatre Cymru and Invertigo Theatre. Adapter and co-director Stefan Donnelly is in our London studio. Stefan, first of all, what was all the fuss about My People in 1915?
Well, Caradog Evans wrote these 15 short stories which are very powerful, they're very supernatural, there's a touch of the Mabinogion about them, but also there's a touch of the social heart of maybe some of Dickens's work. So there was a lot in there and a lot about the way Welsh society existed and of course the grip that the Nonconformist Chapel had on rural communities, on their education, on the way that they polled at the booths, on the way that they led their lives. So he tried to expose the hypocrisy and the greed that he saw through his eyes and through his very personal brand of fiction in his hometown.
So what have you done to adapt it for the stage?
Well, we've been quite radical with it, I think. We've actually set it inside a modern chapel. So there are modern ministers and deacons who are chatting away and we're as if we're in a chapel, but then suddenly these stories take a hold of them. So I suppose we're trying to question 100 years on how much has changed in society, not just in Wales, but across the world. And we've got a brilliant team, a brilliant cast, and Aled Petrick is co-directing it with me. And we've worked together a lot on a lot of Invertigo's previous shows, like Er Tŵr, which also toured to Clwyd Theatre Cymru, and Saer Dolia, along with some German plays and Czech plays that we've done up in Edinburgh. So I suppose the company's remit is to represent the lesser known, and Caradog Evans is certainly one of our lesser known unsung literary heroes.
Well, you're an actor as well as a director. I mean, does that give you a better perspective on a new work like this?
I suppose it gives an additional perspective in some way, in terms of Aled and I and Cécile Trémolière, the brilliant designer, have been, you know, at my flat and we've actually been acting out a lot of the scenes previous to actually releasing the script to the cast. So, yeah, I suppose it gives you an idea of how the emotions work in these stories. Particularly with short stories, you've got to be very careful because, in a way, if you've got 12 of them, that's 12 climaxes in one evening. And so the final bit has to have a real gut punch. And so we've been working a lot about looking at the contours and the shapes of each story and, of course, the contours and the shapes of each character that flows through all those stories.
Now, how much did you have to adapt the original material? You've said you're setting it in a very modern chapel setting, but are those issues still as relevant, do you reckon?
Well, that's what we found in rehearsals, that actually so much of what goes on in these stories are still incredibly topical now, 100 years on since the publication. And certainly not just in Wales, and not just about religion. You know, it could be any small community where sort of power-hungry corruption can lurk. All of these, the actions in the stories, the things characters say and do to each other, the punishments that are used, are actually incredibly topical. You know, you only need to open a newspaper, and I've been thinking, oh, yeah, well, that's the story about Nanny, and that's the story about Shaki and at the farm, you know. It's an incredibly topical piece of work, and the way that we've reimagined it in this modern chapel, I hope, will bring that home.
And the actual difficulty of staging, then, have you diminished that by keeping it very nicely self-contained?
No, it's not so contained, actually. It goes quite mad. It starts off very self-contained, very neat, very sort of black and white. And then sort of things happen in the space. I can't tell you too much, but the design is quite remarkable. And the way that these stories almost possess the actors and the deacons and the ministers is quite startling, especially into Act Two, especially towards the end. I suppose, you know, there's this unique blend of narration and action in it as well, because we've tried to keep as many of the really striking imagery that Evans used in his original stories. So I suppose there's a touch of Undermilk Wood about it, but there's nothing contained. There's no sort of Welsh Rolling Hills theatricality in our production.
It's interesting you talk about Undermilk Wood, because Dylan Thomas thought that Caradog Evans was a genius and was hugely inspired by him, wasn't he?
The great Caradog Evans, he called him. And I think a lot of his later surreal work was really inspired by him. But it's hilarious, you know, on one side of the coin, you've got Dylan Thomas saying that, and then you've got David Lloyd George saying pride of race belongs to the lowest man in society, and this man, Caradog Evans, is a renegade. So he really tore through society like this tornado with these incredibly muscular, brilliant stories which tried to expose what was going on as he saw it in his hometown. And I think, you know, there was something political in there. He wanted things to change. He wanted Wales to have a new national life by holding up a mirror to society. And of course he embellishes, of course he adds in some really interesting and fascinating, almost supernatural elements. But actually the truth, the kernel of truth at the start of each of these stories are incredibly moving and incredibly powerful.
Why a co-production, Stefan, between Invertigo and Clwyd Theatre Cymru?
Well, like I say, Invertigo's been running now since 2012, and I said a tour went up to Theatre Clwyd, which is one of Gwenllian Parry's Welsh language plays. It's an incredible sort of Burkettian story. And we took it up there, and Tim Baker, who's the associate director, saw it. And he's been in touch with me since I was at the National Youth Theatre of Wales with Tim way back when in 2009. And we just got chatting, and he saw a tour and he liked it. And he very, very kindly offered that we could do a co-production at Theatre Clwyd as part of their autumn season. And we were delighted. And I had all sorts of different ideas for him. But I was really glad he bit with this one. And because it's an incredibly brave move. It's an incredibly divisive book in its original form. But I think it's going to be a really exciting production to finish their autumn season.
And Mold is a lovely place to be. Clwyd Theatre Cymru, My People's on until the 21st of November. Stefan, many thanks.